We have half hour left at the max.
I don't want to overburden ones, and I don't want to lecture like that, you know, bam, 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 bam. I don't know about you, but I'm really getting ready for those long winter evenings when I thought we would sit back and put our feet up and eat popcorn and talk about how interesting it is. And we had figured that we would somehow get isolated into this little community and let the world go to wherever. Well, they can come up out of the ground now, can't they? But is it, quote, bad? No, they built God an army. We can breathe life into these little beings. But is that what you want your races to become? Zombies? Just short of robotoids? No. The greatest thing of all in God's kingdom is when ones become co-creators with Him. And because all are created together, you've got to consider the least of your brothers. But I want to tell you something. At this point, you cannot tell the difference, really. You can, but you daresn't. Because intent within is what it's all about. And you cannot be sure who's a robotoid and who has a soul and who doesn't, except by actions. That means you have to study them very, very long time. And you have to discern. Because judging is not a part of it. You judge the actions, discern the man, and then watch how they fit. And you'll see whether they're headed for God or they are getting. They will always reveal themselves. But you don't have to worry about that, except as they impact you. And always be alert to your enemy. Many people are your enemy simply through ignorance. If they understood truth, they wouldn't be your enemy. They're arguing on your same side. But you see, religion has become, always was, I shouldn't say it has become, always was the number one tool for controlling mankind. And once you have a one world religion and everybody has to believe it, I don't care what it is, you've got it. You've got the world. That is the number one controlling element. All the rest are training. That is a controlling element. So when you do away with freedom of spiritual belief, you're going to have control. And yet, the enemy knows he will never be able to get 100% of God's creatures. Because there will always be the fragment sent of God to bring the word. And you don't have to believe everything. And certainly, I'm going to make mistakes on what the clock said and which day something was done. I don't have time or space. But I know right from wrong. And you know right from wrong. And so do those robotoids out there. They know right from wrong. And to continue in living in the wrong element, they have to split off their personality. They have to splinter it. To live. And that's hardly living. There comes a point when you would rather be a robotic. And look around. Watch the talk show audiences. You will get every range. They have now, I believe, one program that was being viewed the other day had a 12-year-old child with two babies. on welfare. No responsibility. On the same program, they had other children, all of them in their teens. One had four babies and one due. An equal number of fathers. And no responsible male in the family at all. So it's happened. There is where you look. It's fun to go and watch Mr. Donahue or someone, and you can argue over something a little more sophisticated from time to time. But I'm telling you, that's where it's at. They've taught the kids that you go out, you can, Joshua Elders did you a big favor. Let's all go have sex orgies, just make sure it's safe sex. They don't even know what the term means. And these children know what they're doing. One of the major problems in the United States of America today, and this would go for England long before it got here, is to be pregnant. I want a baby. It will love me. I will have something to love. And Mary Jo is having one, and I feel left out. Going and propositioning the young men to have a baby. And what do these mothers say when, someone from the audience, aghast, gets up and says, "How can you do this?" Well, this is the 90s. Get with it. This is what you're up against. So you cannot hope to reach all these people. And in some ways, you better listen to Jason Brandt. It isn't that his ideas are any good. He is espousing what they have set up in order to accomplish. And they have introduced disease, wrong ideas. They have wiped, first of all, God out of your life. Oh, but you'll say, but these people come on and just believe in Jesus and it's all going to be okay and we'll all go back. And who is really espousing this? The blacks. The blacks. The very blacks that will go to war with Reverend Farrakhan. God will take care of us. Well, they're certainly better to take care of their little illegitimate babies. Those grandmothers will stay home and tend no matter how many of them there are. And they're just believing in Jesus Christ just like the evangelist told them to. While Mr. Farrakhan is saying, "Look out! They're destroying us." As a race, they are absolutely destroying us. Don't tell me about it, because I believe in this Bible. And I believe in welfare. And those Democrats are going to give me welfare. They're not going to cut it. How do you get out of it? How do you get out of this? You get out of it by just marching ahead, laying out the truth, living it to the best of your ability, backing off when they bring the gun. You better be aware of some things that are happening. The other night, somebody called EJ, or somebody around here, maybe Rick, and I believe it was a fairly young person. And the father was talking to someone who worked very high level. This was in Phoenix, Arizona, with the government, who told his son to get prepared and get out of that city. Get to the boonies, that it's coming down. Phoenix is one of the first chosen to be hit. New York was second. You know, they've kept manipulating these towns to make their show. Well, Phoenix isn't so much for earthquakes and things, so guess what it's going to be? It's going to be from the sky. You see, you've got craft running around out there that you don't recognize. Oh, that must be a flying saucer. Flying saucers are what Mary Jo throws at John. You have craft and you now have technology capable of blowing away in one blast Phoenix, Arizona. Will it come down like that? I don't know. They have had 10 backup programs for everything they've put down. They don't stop at one alternative. They've got dozens of alternatives. And they're very flexible. They never lost track of their goal. Unfortunately for you, the major goal deadline was year 2000. And they're on schedule. They don't have to blow up Phoenix this week. They can wait till weekend after next. When you're not looking, when you're watching the West Coast fall off. Sounds pretty drastic? Well, it's drastic. But we're fear-mongers. Look around you. I don't know about fear, but I'm telling you sometimes, and I'm not sitting on your place having to live in it, I shake. It's that terrifying. They can destroy soul essence, and they don't care because they don't have any of their own. Senator Byrd can get up there and filibuster that place on silliness for weeks on end. He does not give a damn. He has no soul. You have an entire world government with no soul. Wanting property, yours. And I know that all of you would say, but I don't really need very much. They're not going to let you have that if they can help it. You think, well, I just own my little corner of the world here. Maybe I'm paying on a mortgage. That's worse. Two people on your property other than you. At least the day that they can take your property for unpaid taxes tells it all. And they can do it. They can do it from your car to your food to whatever. You try to get out of a grocery store and not pay those taxes that you owed on something, they're going to come right out to the car and get it from you. And nobody notices. You think, well, we've got to support the government. Who's going to pay for the government? God in heaven, I would say hallelujah. Ain't nobody paying for the government today. Flukes and politicians cannot live without the food of money. Are you saying we shouldn't pay any taxes? If you can help it, no. And you can help it. You can structure your business so that you don't have to. Legitimately, legally. Doesn't mean you're going to get away from these sales taxes and things. You're going to pay them. Rebellion is not the name of the game. Revolution is. And I don't mean let's shoot everybody. It means revolving. Revolution means simply to go the other way. Turn around. Pick a goal and go for it. And always know the elite make loopholes and laws and rules to protect their own rear ends. And as long as you use those laws to help you, you're within their laws. And the assumption is that if it is against the laws of God, it isn't under consideration by you anyway. That's the only thing you need to worry about. Is it within the laws of God? Study that one very, very carefully. If it is within the laws of God and, hallelujah, it's within the laws of the land, for goodness sakes, why would you not use it? Why would you not use it? And how can you judge whether it is good or bad unless you know what it is? It reminds me of the ones who say, don't tell me any more about it. I don't want to hear it. I know it's bad. You don't know. Zip. The laws of the land will hold in your favor if you handle them correctly. You don't have to go to war. But you've got to get through. And a dead army is not what we're after. You need live leaders, not dead ones. Not dead ones. Any questions so we can get out of here in time? Yes.
I'd like to ask you just...
I'd like to ask about the Indian petroglyphs. Is there any information you can give about those?
Which ones? To what are we referring?
The in California there are many petroglyph sites with that have never been deciphered in terms of what the meanings?
Well, many of them are unfolding. Many of them are simply repetitions of historical events, prophecies. They are left there historically to be handed down to ones of their own tribes so that the oral traditions could be substantiated as you move forward in historical experience sequence. Some have not been deciphered. Sometimes it doesn't matter whether they're deciphered or not because they don't have much more meaning than just simply somebody who put that there according to a given tribal council or a shepherd. They simply are historical markings left by a people. As you move along, you will find that mostly they are records of cycles. And as a matter of fact, you're moving now into, and more will be made of the spiral and of the sign of universal universe, your figure eight. These are markings left by the elders on down through from tribe to tribe to tribe that will depict a single thought. And these markings will be found with the Aborigines in dream time in New Zealand and Australia, along with the Indian Native American drawings don't confuse the Mayans and the Aztec and those with the native ancient people of the Great Spirit. They're not the same. The Mayan Aztec experience was built on greed, gold, and sacrifice.
The Great Spirit, who were they in contact with?
God.
And were there landings?
I don't think we're talking about the same thing. Were there landings? There have always been landings. Always, always, always on your place. Most of the Plains Indians came directly from Pleiades. Man was brought to this planet. There have always been landings. There have been landing sites. Many of the places in Samaria, for instance, are literally launch pads. It's all part of history. Most of what you would call the native drawings, etchings, stories will be one with spirit, spirituality. The adversarial gods or the serpent people will be representative of things, great wealth, slaves. The society will always come along. And the tendency of ones who don't understand really what they're doing and really get into their subject think simply because, say, from Atlantis, this is brought forth. And they wore headdress with seven serpent heads. Ah, well, that must be good. No, that's why it's down there under the sea. Was not good. There are ones who use the serpent as symbols. There are even some of the Native Americans who use the serpent and the black widow spider and so forth. These have digressed away from the one spirit of light, usually tampered with by outside influences. That doesn't mean that a snake is a bad thing. Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say here. And man not understanding will grow in appreciation of something that can kill him. And in his primitive mind, he will think, well, if I wear this symbol or something, that rattlesnake won't bite me. I'll look like its mate or something. So don't twist the meanings as things come back. These are things you will grow into simply knowing the difference. And this is why we go into infinite, just incredible, boring detail to say that these Khazarians, for instance, came and called themselves the serpent people. They'll tell you who they are. Their intent and focus is in commerce and things of the physical. Most of your native tribes who lived in harmony and balance, trying to grow back into the perfection that they maybe once had. You see, you're all going to end up there. If you don't completely destroy the planet, there is going to be an element, and I will guarantee you, I don't care what they are, if they have a soul, they're going to become preachers of truth. There aren't any atheists in those foxholes. And that last dying element will respect God. Isn't it a shame to have to get to there to accomplish it? But God has time. God has time. It's just you and this little experience that has no time left here. You've got all the time in the universe. But this is about the only place you can really use it to grow. These are the experiences set forth by God for you to grow. And it will take generations upon generations in a given play to finally reach the total usurpation of goodness. And civilizations go down. Some make their transition. Some grow enough to simply go home to God. Many of you will be making that choice, because you will have grown enough that in that perfection of spirit, you will know. And these ancient people will try to leave that message on a wall somewhere and say, well, we came back to living off the hoof animals. We had to live with nothing but skins, those animal skins, for shelter against the weather or in a cave. You better listen, brother. You better listen, little brother. This is what the elders, South America, who seal themselves off now, won't let you little brothers back in. It's what they told you. You've gone too far. And we're not going to let you in anymore. We warned you and we warned you and you wouldn't listen. And now your security is not with us. They don't have anything to worry about on that mountaintop. And you think, well, they're just little primitive people. You do not have to live like that in primitive surroundings to achieve what they think they've achieved. But it's awfully hard while the pressures of the world are closing in on you. You can't even count on a crop circle anymore meaning anything, because some of your own people up there play with their little, you know, whiz-bang whirligigs. Very easy to send a plastic, plasma, rather, ball of energy to make crop circles. But there's still messages there. And they're basically the same thing as you're going to find in the petroglyphs.
I have a couple more questions.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Is it on? Hatton, could you comment on the spaceship over Mexico City?
Which one?
I guess it was about...
I know where Mexico City is, but...
It was about 3 weeks ago, more or less. It was a huge one. It was on the TV in Mexico, but it wasn't here in the United States.
Well, I can tell you that it's the same one that was over Toronto, Ontario.
Thanks.
No, they're showing up more in those very large craft. You don't have them. That's one way you can tell when you've got a larger craft that can take the entire area above a city. You don't have the capability of doing that yet.
I'm about to run out of tape.
Hello, Commander.
Yes.
I have a question. What did you mean by that we are living in the times of the Soylent Green, like in the movie?
Well, I don't usually comment much on your motion pictures, but it's a time of selective capability of just remaining alive. Now, I realize.